It was the first blindside of the season. She left half her clothes back at camp. Amy from Australian Survivor got voted out last night. She joins us right now. Good morning, Amy.
How are you going, guys?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I love it. The look on my face last night was hilarious. I think I had that look on my face for like 3 weeks straight.
Oh,
so you were fairly confident. You knew the vote was for Tess, apparently. Oh, sorry, for AK. And you're like, look, that's what's going to happen. You had no idea.
I did not have a clue. As I said, I thought I was one of the top dogs, but obviously not.
Do you think that it was a bit of a strategic move to make sure that they got you out now so they didn't have to deal with you further in the show, maybe pulling them down?
I would like to hope so, but I don't think so. I think it was just I was probably the closest to Lockie. They can't get rid of him because he just carries us in the challenges, and they're like, We'll get rid of her.
Yeah, it seems like the next best thing. Now, do you feel like you should have played the game a little differently, or were you like, all right, that was your game plan, to sidle up to the most popular, the most sort of physical person and be safe in the larger lines, or did the game turn out a little bit differently to how you wanted to play it?
No, well, like, I didn't plan to do that, but when you get on the show, and because it's such a hard thing to do, you meet good people and become close to them, and that's just, yeah, no point crying over spilt milk. Hats off to them.
Now, what would have been the hardest moment for you while you were on the island?
Definitely when the cyclone hit, and that night was, I still get flashbacks about it.
Really?
It was absolutely crazy. They don't show much of it, but it was just whack, man. It was crazy.
And besides the weather, was it hard, the whole thing, was it harder than you thought?
It was definitely harder than I thought. Like, when they say they give you nothing, they literally
they
give you
lying.
Nothing. No sneaky muesli bars or anything, but yeah, so it was an experience. I loved it.
Now, yesterday we spoke to Tarzan, and in the media he was saying about the toilets and how do the survivors and contestants go to the bathroom. Can you shed any light on that for us? Because there's rumours of a porta potty, there's rumours of not a toilet. What's going on in the Samoan jungle?
Oh, there's lots of bushes around. It's the only time you don't get a camera in your face. So
is that legitimately? Is there a toilet there? Can you confirm or deny that for us? Are you allowed to?
I can't confirm or deny it.
Oh, really?
Use your imagination.
I'd rather not. I'd rather find firm, hard facts. Thank you, Amy. Now, it's all good. And finally, before we let you go, who's going to win?
I really hope AK does. Like,
oh, wow.
He deserves it. Like, he's trying so hard. Just give it to him.
He is trying very hard. And sorry, just before we do let you go, did you get all your stuff back from the beach that you left behind when you went to Tribal Council, or did you just want to leave that there?
No, I didn't. And rumour was people were wearing it. The
wow.
People that blindsided me. So
they're like, yep, we'll take your clothes and everything.
It's like rubbing it in your face. Well, Amy, first blindside, I'm sure it's not going to be the last of the season on Australian Survivor. Congratulations on getting as far as you did. Well done.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.